This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ravens and Eagles tonight at a hopefully not raining M&T Bank Stadium. First preseason game of the year. And what are we expected to see? Well, we're joined now by Jess Rebeck, who covers the Ravens for The Athletic. And just Wednesday, guys, was voted Camp Yedidim's favorite guy on the beat. So it's an honor to have Jeff on today. And Jeff, thank you as always for joining us. So what are you expecting to see tonight?
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. I don't expect to see much in terms of starters. To kick this off, I mean, Harbaugh's been pretty clear that he doesn't expect to really change his plans. And last year, I mean, you know, not only did the top starters not play, a guy like Patrick McCary, who's a swing tackle, yeah, didn't play. Nelson Aguilar was the number four receiver heading into last year, and he didn't play in the preseason. So it's not just starters. It's some of the top veteran reserves, too. They are young in some areas. I think those guys will get some run in these next couple of preseason games. But as usual, I think anybody you have a question on is probably not going to play. The one guy that I would not be surprised if he plays, and it'll be interesting, is Ronnie Stanley. I'm not saying he's going to. It just wouldn't surprise me if at some point in the preseason they ask him to play. I mean, in years past, it was all about getting Ronnie Stanley to week one healthy. That's changed this year. He has not missed a practice yet. It's about getting a sharp Ronnie Stanley to week one and also healthy. I mean, he has a lot to prove this year, and they certainly want to see it, and they certainly want to push him. And as I said, I'm not penciling him in today, but it wouldn't shock me if at some point in the preseason he gets a few series.
Obviously, we're not going to see Tyler Linderbaum tonight, Jeff, but we're going to see a lot of the rest of the offensive line. What are you expecting from some of the young guys like Andrew Voorhees, Roger Rosengarten, heck, even Ben Cleveland at center?
Yeah, that's going to be, it's the obvious answer, but it's also the thing that everyone is going to be watching, right? The young pass rushers and kind of the young offensive linemen to see what they do. You know, I mean, from the outside, and even me, I've been out there pretty much every practice. You know, you'd think offensive line would be a concern at this point. The Ravens are pretty arrogant in the fact that they let their guys and they can develop guys. So we're going to see. I mean, we're definitely going to see. Those guys are going to play a lot of reps, I would think, throughout the preseason, not just tonight. It's especially big. I think, look, Voorhees would have to take a major step back and not be the starting left guard in this team. I think we all know that by now. I don't want to say he's run uncontested, but it's pretty close to that. He's been the kind of the lead guy from the beginning here. The right tackle spot is the one that I think, I think they want Roger Rosengarten starting. I think he's the clear favorite to start. However, I think there's stuff they need to see. I mean, we all want to see the functional strength and how he, how he'll hold up to the bull rush and whether he's able to anchor and all that, and is strong enough right from the jump here to be a starting tackle in the NFL. So Rosengarten's really going to be the guy I'm going to be excited to watch tonight to see how he fares, because you've seen some really good reps in practice. He looks the part. But then you also have seen reps where Odafe always gotten under his pads a little and dog walked him back to the quarterback. And that's the kind of stuff that you worry about with Rosengarten, the functional strength and whether he's big enough and can anchor there on the outside against the bull rush.
Well, we know Rashad Bateman's not playing in this game. And in the last, I guess, what, 48 to 72 hours, they've signed Russell Gage, who got to practice, and then late in the week, Anthony Miller. Is this just a coinky dink, Jeff? Yeah. if Rashad Bateman's not on the practice field Sunday or even Monday, like, would it shock you? Do you just expect the worst at this point?
No, I mean, would it shock me? No, because I think this is the time of year you're a little bit more cautious. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were watching that. It wasn't that far away. I saw how he was kind of acting afterwards. I don't, unless there's been some huge development. I mean, again, you don't want anybody banged up or injured, but where he got injured, where it appeared he was being bothered, the ribs, midsection area, you feel like, okay, that'll be okay as long as it's not the knees, lower body, mm-hmm. and all that. But I'll be honest, I've the sort of raised my eyebrows with, because they didn't sign Keith Kirkwood long ago either.
Right.
So that's three veteran receivers. I'm sure, like last year, they had Laquon Treadwell in that role. I'm sure they want to have a veteran receiver on the practice squad they can have ready to go. But, I mean, how many spots are even available, you know, for those guys? I mean, maybe one is open right now. And, you know, there's other guys who have sort of been competing for it. So, yeah, I found that a little odd. I'm also curious to see who's the corresponding move when they eventually get around to finalizing the Miller deal. Is it Kirkwood? Is he out? And that gets you back down to two veteran receivers. And the other thing with Russell Gage, I mean, that contract was not exactly, you know, like the way that was written, like he very well could be on this team. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was not just a throwaway here. You're a camp body for the next 3 weeks contract. So, but it is also possible they gave him a little incentive to stick on the practice squad.
Right.
There's a guy that missed all last season with a patellar tendon injury. He's already joining here midway through. I just don't know if there's enough time for him to kind of get in shape, learn the offense, and show them something. But, hey, Harbaugh said he's going to play today, so
right.
You know, tonight. So that'll be interesting. But, yeah, I have not heard, like, overwhelming concern about Bateman to this point. But it did raise my eyebrows because, again, this is three receivers now probably in the last 3 or 4 weeks added.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to Jeff Zrebeck, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Jeff, I would assume David Ajabo is going to play a lot tonight. Do we really need to see him finally start making some splash plays this evening?
Or just set the edge?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is just me. I'd play him 40 snaps if I could. I mean, it's just, this guy just needs to play. He needs reps and he needs all that. And then you also look at where they are at outside linebacker. They only have about 3 or 4 healthy bodies there right now that you figure are going to be playing tonight, and he's one of them. So, yeah, him, Tavius Robinson, and then you know you got Joe Evans, the undrafted free agent at Iowa, who probably will get a lot of run. But, yeah, I do think this isn't being an apologist for Java, but, I mean, he is 8 months removed from an ACL. So I do think there was always going to be here a knocking off rust, the kind of feeling his way period. But at some point soon – he needs to start having some success on the field. He needs it mentally for himself, and this team needs it, and he needs to start kind of shifting the momentum here because there hasn't been a ton to feel good about so far. And, you know, you hear great things. The kid looks in great shape, and, you know, you hear great things about his character. But at some point, you need to get a little bit of your hard work. And I think last offseason, you know, before the knee stuff, you know, seeing him not able to get off blocks from second and third team tackles is a concern because they need one of these young pass rushers to pop this year to join Owe and Van Noy. and he's the most logical candidate. But, yeah, he has to show some. Now, I'm not saying he has to show something to make the team.
Right.
I don't know if he's in jeopardy of that. But to feel good that he's going to be, you know, even a semi-impact player this year, some of that has to start over these next couple of weeks. And I do think he's a talented enough guy where the light could come on. But he needs some positive momentum, and he just hasn't been able to gain that.
Jeff, where are you on the Ravens' backup quarterback position? If Josh Johnson, who hasn't had a great camp, goes out, struggles today, maybe struggles next week, could you see Eric DaCosta making a move there?
It wouldn't shock me. I don't think that's something in the offing, but, you know, look, there's one guy out there that's probably a clear upgrade over Josh Johnson, and that's Tannehill, right? He's the one guy that makes a lot of sense. And I've said continually for, you know, a month now that I would keep checking in with him. But everything I've heard is he's not coming cheap. He's
right.
Not going to take one of these, you know, one-year, $2 million deals and come in here and be the backup quarterback and play only if Lamar gets injured. So they're not going to pay pretty good money for that spot at this point. So, yeah, I think it is a concern. I do think they're more confident in Josh Johnson than they are in Tyler Huntley.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Tyler Huntley may be available a couple weeks,
mm-hmm.
too. It sounds like he will be. And I don't know that they consider that an upgrade over what they have now. I just think it's the trust factor, and they do think Josh Johnson at least could run the offense, make good decisions, take care of the ball, and not be the reason they lose. And that was kind of the problem with Huntley. He just lost trust of him in key spots and making the right decisions. But – yeah, I mean, I'll be interested to watch Josh Johnson. I mean, you know, it sounds like the Eagles may play their starters for a little bit here, which will make it a little bit interesting from that end, and especially for the young linemen. But, yeah, I would say it's something I'd have my eye on, but I just don't know what's the answer, you know, unless Tannehill suddenly decides he'll play for very little money or there's a guy that comes loose on the free agent waiver wire here, which is always possible.
Taylor Heinicke. Trade for Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah, they almost tried. They tried to sign him before. I mean, they tried to sign him last offseason, so that's a good name. You know, so we'll see. You know, I would certainly be out there looking. I'm one of these. If Lamar's out, well,
forget about it.
Pretty
yeah.
much done anyway. So that's why I wouldn't pay a ton for backup quarterback. But there might be some more upgrades coming on that wire in a couple weeks.
Jeff Zrebeck covers the Ravens for The Athletic. Jeff, always great, man. Thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the fake football in your new press box seat tonight.
I can't wait. I've got to be honest with you guys. And I assume you're not working tonight, Ken?
No. Margie's daughter's coming home from camp. So
there you go. Celebrating that, Jeff. Yeah, you're not celebrating anything.
Wow.
That's like when Lucy Bird celebrated her brother's 29 and a half year birthday, so she wouldn't have to hang out with the bone.
For that one?
What's that?
Weekend?
Well, I don't work
through the weekend for that one.
Well, there's no Oriole home games, and the Ravens don't play. You know what? I might come see you on Sunday.
Okay.
But I do have to. But
I hold my breath.
But I do have to go to.
I'll be out there.
Yeah, but I do have to head to the beach at some point because we're doing the show from Ocean City on Monday.
You have a tough life, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Take care, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
See ya. Jeff Zrebeck covering the Ravens for The Athletic.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.